"Why should you think it necessary?" Lenina began, but left the sentence unfinished. There was a note of irritation in her voice. When one has leant forward nearer and nearer, with parted lips, only to find oneself quite suddenly, as a clumsy oaf scrambles to his feet, leaning towards nothing at all, well, there is a reason, even with half a gram of soma circulating in one's bloodstream, a genuine reason for annoyance. "At Malpais," the savage was incoherently mumbling, "you had to bring her the skin of a mountain lion, I mean when you wanted to marry someone, or else a wolf. There aren't any lions in England," Lenina almost snapped. "And even if there were," the savage added with sudden contemptuous resentment, "people would kill them out of helicopters, I suppose, with poison gas or something. I wouldn't do that, Lenina." He squared his shoulders. He ventured to look at her and was met with a stare of annoyed incomprehension. Confused, "I'll do anything," he went on, more and more incoherently. "Anything you tell me. There be some sports are painful, you know, but their labour delight in them sets off. That's what I feel. I mean, I'd sweep the floor if you wanted."
"But we've got vacuum cleaners here," said Lenina in bewilderment. "It isn't necessary."
"No, of course it isn't necessary, but some kinds of baseness are nobly undergone. I'd like to undergo something nobly, don't you see?"
"But if there are vacuum cleaners, that's not the point. And epsilon semimorons to work them," she went on. "Well, really, why?"